We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first, a Belgian mayor is in hot water this morning.
Okay.
And he swears it's not his fault.
What? A politician?
Yeah.
He says he had the absolute best intentions when this happened.
Don't we all?
Because the mayor wanted to bright up the downtown area by installing light-up structures for the holidays.
Yeah, I love that. That's so nice. Me too.
And the structures that he wanted to put up look like thick candles with a cozy blue flame on top.
Oh, no.
But once they were installed all over the city, local residents became very upset because the new festive decor looks less festive and more like male genitalia.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
It's like a big column of white lights and then a round bulb of blue lights on the very top.
The tip gotta be blue.
Definitely not a candle.
The mayor had to speak on record saying it was not our intention to install Christmas decorations that remind people of the male body part.
Oh, no. It's like how many, you know, like the meme of the palm trees that are lit up?
Have you seen those?
They're very phallic looking.
It is very visual.
Can't we learn our lesson from the internet already?
But the people who were most upset about these decorations were churchgoers who had at least three of the lighted phallic displays outside their church. The mayor added, during the daytime, they don't look as bad, but at night, I see what people are saying.
You know what, though? That may attract a new crowd.
Yeah.
You know, they're always going to get more people through the
doors. They're trying to take pictures outside of the church and stuff.
Actually, this could be what we needed this year. A lot of people are actually going to have a much better year now with these specific decorations.
What's wrong on your face?
It does.
So, anyway, let's move on and get to your shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shot caller last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Alexis Green Bean Queen Fuller.
I don't eat green beans.
You
like green beans?
Ew, no, I don't.
I don't like green bean casserole.
All right. The queen bean is putting on the shot caller.
I like the name, though.
And while that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shot caller question of the day.
In a modern American Thanksgiving meal, 88% of people say they eat turkey as the centerpiece of their holiday. But back in 1621, those Americans had much more diverse selections of proteins. Wild turkey was on the menu back then, as well as fish. But there were also four other proteins that would have made the table as well. Today, I need you to figure out just three of the four other proteins besides turkey and fish that pilgrims chowed down on that special day.
Okay.
Three more. So what's the first thought?
My first thought for you was actually bald eagle. And I'm not lying.
Oh.
No, they were hunted almost into extinction at one point.
Really?
I mean, you got to think of what people were hunting back then, because that's what they're going to get from
me. I was thinking more of like a pheasant. That's turkey-like.
Yeah, like a quail or a little corn.
You know, not like a hawk.
I don't know. Just saying, a lot of meat on those things.
Was there chickens?
Really?
Was there chickens back then?
I don't know. I don't know on that one. But what about like something that was like native to America that also was hunted almost out of extinction? But that was for the fur, was otters. Or seals.
Oh,
I mean,
beaver.
It's not bad.
They used to kill them and wear them for hats. I'm sure.
What are you guys talking about? What about normal foods like lobster, crab?
I would put deer, though, above lobster.
Let's get the question one more time.
Apparently, the first Thanksgiving meal was very keto because there were tons of proteins and not much else.
Nice.
Reportedly, wild turkey and fish made the first Thanksgiving table, but there were also four other proteins, and I asked you, Alexis, to name three of them. I'll help you out with an appetizing golden guess.
Ooh.
Tell me one protein you think might be on the list, and I'll let you know if it is.
I'm going to go with, is beavers on there?
Beavers is not on the
menu.
I would definitely put venison on the menu.
Better hats than food.
One that I'm almost positive was on the Thanksgiving menu is turtle soup.
Oh, I've heard that. Turtle soup.
It's a famous colonial dish, and they always ate it. Yes.
What? This counts as a protein?
Yes, turtles.
Okay. Turtles meat.
Okay. I mean,
that's not a vegetable as much as you might think turtles are.
I have a random one. One time, Digital Jake and I, as a joke, read through an old recipe from like the 1800s, and it was oyster pie.
Oh yeah, that was a big one.
And oysters were big, and so if they were eating fish, maybe they were also eating shellfish.
I got another one for the list.
Squirrels? Is that what
you're
saying?
Squirrel.
Oh, squirrels is good.
We're gonna need some answers here, Alexa.
Yeah.
Thanks to Breck.
I think I'm gonna lock in deer, turtle soup, and squirrel.
Nice. I love the answers.
Those are solid. That's a solid list.
Jeff is not on board.
Squirrel.
Just like Top Ramen, guys.
Anyway,
Brooke's on in a cookbook.
Crazy. Go ahead.
According to reports on the first Thanksgiving meal, there were four other proteins other than turkey, and I needed you to name three of them. You said deer, and that was on the menu.
Yes!
Nice. You got that right. You also said turtle, and that's technically it has a shell. I'm going to give you that for shellfish. Turtle was on the menu.
Shellfish? I don't think that counts as a
shellfish. I'm going to stretch it a little bit. You're struggling.
So I got the next one.
It'd be like lobster or crab.
It has a shell.
Fish.
Yeah, shrimp, lobster,
crab. I'll take it. Thank
you're
you.
You're very nice, Digital Jake, but
thank
no thanks.
You.
Finally, you guessed squirrel, and that was not on the menu. The
Come
four
on.
Other proteins I have listed for my research are wild goose or duck, deer, shellfish, and eels.
Eels. Interesting.
Eels.
Which oyster or lobster would have been accepted.
Yeah.
Shellfish. Wow.
Dude, who's diving down and getting those eels, man?
We didn't get it right. Somebody wanted to hear you sing the Thanksgiving song by Adam Sandler.
What? I don't think I know this. Turkey for me, turkey for you.
That's actually pretty
good. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Oh.
Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Who's Betty Grable?
Oh, my God.
Does this, I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah. Does this make you mad that your songs aren't more viral? Yeah. When you hear,
I don't
like,
have that type of comedic genius in
me.
Turkey
genius.
For me, turkey for you.
That's just genius. I couldn't possibly. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.